Okay, so after spending 9 months traveling and performing around the world, most musicians might be ready for a break. But after Ben Harper's last tour, he and his band, The Innocent Criminals, went straight from the road into the studio to record an album. It's called Lifeline, and it's made up of songs they wrote during sound checks. They recorded it in 7 days. Last month, Ben Harper talked to the BPP's Luke Burbank and Allison Stewart about what it was like to slam out a record so fast.
Are you okay with there being certain little imperfections because that's sort of part of the
Yes.
thing?
Yeah, we all had to embrace that and know and be brave enough to say that's what's going to give it its strongest voice, is knowing that the rawness is a part of the sound.
Is that a confidence thing too? Because
yeah,
this is a fairly new radio show, and every time we mess up, we look at each other and kind of go, gulp. Maybe if we've been doing it 10 years and people know that we're legit, maybe is that part of it for you?
No, I was not worried about the legitimacy issue, nor should you guys be, because you're behind the mic. And
thank you
know
Ben
what?
Harper.
It's your gig, and that's why you're talking and other people are listening. And at a certain point, you have to embrace that and own it. There's no room for false modesty. It's more irritating than overconfidence.
Well, all of the Ben Harper fans are saying, you two, be quiet.
Yes,
Ben
seriously.
Harper play. What song are you going to play for us first?
I'm going to play Fool for a Lonesome Train.
Okay, great. This is Ben Harper.
It's late and I can't sleep. I've made promises I can't keep. Cobblestones and broken bones. Has a kingdom, but he's got no home. Last night is still ringing in my head, like that lonesome whistle in the rain. Oh, I'm a fool for a lonesome train. I'm your fool for a lonesome train. The lifetimes we've left behind with strangers, promises and lies, both have their dangers. Now I just can't be wrong enough, and I can't hide for long enough. So far away, but I still feel your pain. Lord, I'm a fool for a lonesome train. I'm your fool for a lonesome train. I try to say goodbye, but I never got your name. Now I'm your fool for a lonesome, oh, that lonesome, lonesome train. Train. I'm your fool for a lonesome train. I know I sound crazy, but I'm painfully sane. Now I'm your fool for lonesome, that lonesome.
Sometimes, you know, you play Lollapalooza over the summer and obviously play a lot of big festivals, but you were playing smaller sort of sit-down theaters this fall.
Yeah.
What's the challenge of that? I mean, I can imagine playing Lollapalooza. It's just, it's easy to get excited. It's easy to dig in. When you have people sitting very politely with their hands crossed.
That's the challenge.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's a different mindset because you can't, you know, enthusiasm doesn't necessarily equate to or a good or a bad show. It's not, well, oh, they didn't stand until the second to last song. They weren't a great crowd. It's not about that. But then there's the push-pull, and some people want to stand, some people don't. And the people who don't want to stand are usually sitting in front of people or sitting behind people
right.
who do want to stand.
Ironically, is how it always works out.
Yeah, so that gets challenging. But.
Do you think that our producer, Dan Pashman, has seen you, I think, 130 times live or something?
Thank you, Dan.
And every show you've ever performed, he's actually been there. He was that guy. But he said that he, in his own life, feels like he's calming down a little bit. He's getting a little bit older. He said he used to want to wait for 5 hours and be the very first person in the line pushed up against the gate watching you. And now he's, you know, says, I want to sit down and listen to Ben. Do you feel like your fans are maturing? Do you feel like you're maturing? Is anyone maturing?
Yeah, let's hope so. Let's hope so. You know, and that's the dance, man. Sometimes you mature right alongside people. I mean, I have reached a point in my life where you realize you're growing alongside. You're growing with these people, and we've played a part in defining each other, and it's really hip.
Surfing around on the net, found your version of Purple Rain.
Okay.
You did that a few days ago?
We did that.
Is that right? Where was that?
That was in Minneapolis, like the fourth or fifth show of this tour.
You did Purple Rain in Minneapolis?
Yeah.
Dan, do we have it? Can we play a little bit of it?
Never meant to cause you any sorrow. Never meant to cause you any pain. Only want to see you laughing.
And it's unrehearsed, too. We'd play the show, and we were backstage sort of plotting on an encore. Like, oh, it's Minneapolis. Too bad you guys don't know Purple Rain. Ha-ha.
And they were like, but we do.
Well, you know, and then we threw it together, rehearsed it in a matter of minutes and brought it to the stage. And I didn't know it was going to be a keeper. So I said, this is the only time we're going to do this song on the entire tour. And God, I want to play it again. So I'm kind of trapped by my own.
Well, you could use this opportunity to change your mind about playing it again. You could let people know right here on NPR that you might play this again.
Fair enough. I think Purple Rain's going to see the light of day at least a couple more times.
The new album is called Lifeline. Do you have a favorite song on it? I know that's like rock and roll 101, but I'm always really curious.
That's fair. It would depend on my mood. So I don't mean to, you know, answer the question with a non-answer, but I don't.
Well, can we get you to play your favorite song off the record right now, whatever your mood is, right here?
Sure, absolutely. What? Oh. I hadn't really decided on a second one. And stone you, then turn and disown you. Don't you let them take the fight out of you. They'll walk all over.
And that's it for the Bryant Park Project this Friday morning, November 23rd. I'm Mike Pesca, filling in for Luke Burbank. I will be back on Monday.
Did you have fun the last couple days?
Very fun, very much.
I had fun with you too. I'm Rachel Martin, in for Allison Stewart, who will also be back on Monday. I go back to the news booth. Come visit us on the web at npr.org/Bryant Park. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.